Take a look at this map.
These are daycares in just the Denver metro area that have been associated with private equity.
And nationwide, 8 out of the 11 largest childcare providers are now either owned or backed by private equity. Let's look at the Nest. They're owned by Rockbridge Growth Equity. In the summer of 2024, they took over a small daycare in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Within a month, 12 staff members had quit. And in July, the center abruptly closed. County health officials found things like paint, not watercolors, and construction equipment, not Tonka trucks, accessible to children. One child found box cutters on the playground, and another one was sent to a classroom that had dirty dishes and broken glass.
In the Nest's Aurora location, employees have not been kept current on legally mandated child abuse prevention.
In a 2024 report, video footage at this location showed a staff member picking up a child from a lying position and causing an injury. In a Littleton location, video footage captured a staff member pulling a child's leg and dragging them across the floor. The child was then picked up by the arm, resulting in medical attention. And last month, Brandon Vigil, a former Nest Schools employee in Centennial, Colorado, was arrested on 51 charges, including child abuse and harassment. Reports from January of 2025 reveal a pattern of abuse from Vigil, with staff members repeatedly ignoring these incidents. Much like we've seen in other PE-backed companies, the safety of the children rarely seems to be a priority. To private equity, children are just accessories to the assets that they need to make money. And it's a gold mine. Parents and caregivers rely on childcare, making it the perfect field for private equity to exploit. These firms pressure centers to increase enrollment and hike tuition while having them cut costs like teachers and cleaning companies. Meanwhile, they're raking in state and federal funding that's supposed to go to childcare centers.